Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe. How are you? And, got callers already in the queue. Yes and yes. Welcome, everyone, in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. And we're live. That's right, Tamara. Welcome. And we've got Bo and Crystal Bowles, Gretna, Denise. Welcome guests as well. And hello, Tamara. So want to give everyone a warm welcome and also let everybody know if you do have a question or a comment, put it in the chat. If you are listening as a guest, but you want to ask questions or interact in the chat room, all you need to do is sign up for BTR. I think it's just fill out a name and not much information. And if you'd like to call in, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And want to give an etheric hug and hello to everyone listening later via BTR Archives, and of course, iTunes and FM Player. Thank you for continuing to vote us best podcast in New Age and spirituality. Just getting my little decaf Americano today. It's an amazingly sunny day in Southern California. It's been really cold and rainy, but we've really needed the cold, and we really needed the rain, and I think we're going to get more of it, which is okay by me, but I'm enjoying today. Let everyone know also, I am, and notices will go out today about this, but this Saturday I am doing a Soul Path teleworkshop, and you can find out more information by going to Eventbrite, but it's seeing yourself in a new light, and we're going to be doing advanced spiritual practices, focusing on universal laws, and do some interplane work for resonance repatterning and opening up the chakras and really setting intentions. Anyway, a great time on those. If you're interested, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Or check it out, see yourself in a new light. It'll be out, I think, tomorrow on Facebook. And then I have some other workshops. Oh, thank you. I bet that's Tamara that put that in the chat. Thank you. Yeah, so changing your self-view changes what you experience. And workshops with me, I'm always doing attunements and activations. And always learning, getting new downloads, and learning new things from my guides. And I want to actually share a little bit on this before we get to phone calls. But I've been getting a lot of clients lately that have been talking the truth. And sometimes it comes out, you know, kind of boldly. Sometimes it's very blunt. And you can see right now in the universal arena of things, the global sphere here, international sphere, and definitely especially in the United States, that there is this push for more truth, more honesty. Call a lie a lie. You know, don't say, oh, you're being disingenuous. Yeah, you could just say you're lying. You know, you're not telling the truth. So it's not only seeing ourselves in a new light changes our life, but seeing things around us changes, changing our perception changes our life. So much of what we experience in life is based on projection and also perception. But if we're not perceiving clearly, if we're perceiving through muddy filters, filters of the past, overlaying of beliefs, limiting beliefs, beliefs that might have served us in the past but don't serve us now. If there's the more non-clarity there is, the less we experience life as it really is, and we can't connect to the magic of it. I was having a conversation earlier with somebody today, and I was like, they're very controlling, and I said, you're blocking the magic. When we try to control too much, we block the life force animating energy. We block our very own universal flow and of those around us and just life itself. So when we see ourselves in a different light, when we see ourselves differently or see more of ourselves or see ourselves more accurately, and that comes with, you know, healing, you know, and again, getting those filters cleared, kind of a synchronistic that we have our guest today, Tamara Oviatt, who works a bit in this area also. So I'm not exactly sure what, because we'll be diving into that and finding out more. But that is the new wave, if you will, is clearing the perception, using going beyond the mind to activate and come back in to clear the mind and the mental and emotional body. And so much of what we create is done vibrationally. It all is vibration. It's all energy. So all these forms of energy medicine, which a lot of the work I do, it's working all with energy. And in fact, I was doing some processing last night, some inner processing with someone, and we were talking about beliefs. And they're just, if you look at it, beliefs are just energy. You can close your eyes and think of a belief. You can move it around. It's not solid, right? What holds our beliefs in place is we have to keep reaffirming them and reaffirming them, right? So a belief is just it's all energy. You can move it around. You can change the shape. You can change the form. You know, you can move it out. You can transmute it, which is what I do. Requalify it, recalibrate it so that it's operating at the energy can operate at a more expanded or faster, you know, vibration and awareness. So, yeah, so these are things people you can do on your own. Anyway, so I'm doing that this weekend. If you have any interest, again, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Give me a call, email me, or connect with me on Facebook about it. I'll be putting that down there. Denise says, and sometimes you can see someone having a belief you wish they weren't having. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. Especially when people are talking in either or always and never, that black and white thinking, it's always, 99% of the time, I would say, is the ego or is egoic. You know, it's our spiritual essence coming from the higher self or our expanded essence sees the shades of gray. That's why in the shades and all the various colors, all the hues. This is why when people start connecting to their soul, when they start, they're in the soul alignment process, a lot of times people have a lot of conflict or paradox. And I'm like, but that's the soul. The soul is paradoxical. That's how you know you're connecting to the soul. Is it's not going to be either or. You know, there's varying shades. And always reminds me of one of my clients who is a major, major investor, investing in other people's, or helping companies invest their monies and for 401ks and this and that. But they're also amazing astrologer, and now they combine the two. But you would see this person and say, oh, they're very conservative. They don't believe in probably metaphysics at all or spirituality. You know, again, quote unquote, they don't look the part. So anytime we're breaking out of stereotyping, you're connecting more to the truth of what is, and you're connecting more to the soul of that person and that situation, and in fact, the whole soul of life, if you will. So I want to give a shout out before we get the phone lines to Diana in Croatia. So we have some listeners in Croatia, and she emailed me, and I wanted to say hi to you. And she's asking. Let's see, she's been listening to the podcast for a while, and wanted to see if she's feeling stuck. Now, what I will say, Diana, best to give me a little more information, you know, about which area. Tuning in with what you gave me, because she can't call in because I guess the time difference. That's what she wanted to call in your show, but it's tricky since I'm not in the U.S. One thing that I was getting is you're needing to branch out more and also connect more into your creativity, maybe writing, drawing, painting, even if you think, oh, I can't draw, I'm not a painter. Some form of creative expression will also help, is what it's showing, would help to move you. And again, it's so interesting, seeing yourself in a different light, seeing yourself more creative no matter what your circumstances. Now, I also feel there's an overhanging or something with family matters. So you might need to be breaking free a bit or loosen up the grip of belief systems. Family belief systems could be hanging over a little bit, specifically, and I would say more with the mother. And looking at yourself differently, like what is, instead of a role in life, more what do you like to do or what do you want to do? Maybe give yourself descriptions. There's a wonderful inner process about, instead of focusing on labels and titles, focus more on what it is you like to do or want to do and describe that in your own mind. Describe yourself in that way so that you're not labeling, but that will free you up. And the answer currently stuck, which direction to go. Okay, so I need a little more specific on that, but one of the things I'm feeling is you're needing more input, more insight, more inspiration. And this kind of goes with everybody. A lot of times when we feel we're stuck, it's we're needing new insight. We're needing new input. And, you know, again, the creative part of us is the soul part of us, the uniqueness. As creator beings, it's our spiritual essence, right? So we're naturally creating, whether we're doing it from an egoic level, you know, a wounded level, a wounded child level, whatever, a wounded level, or we're doing it from a more expanded level or coming from the higher self or expanding consciousness itself, connecting to spirit, to the all that is of the universe, and letting that part come through you and kind of pull you through inspiration or nudge you, or you follow that urge of what you want to do. That's where we're going more individually and collectively as a society, is being led in that way. A lot of times, again, family upbringing, societal upbringing, sometimes ancestral, sometimes cultural, sometimes, you know, on an ethnic level, you know, sometimes a racial level, sometimes, you know, a religious level, community. We buy into what we think we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to do it. So that whole thing is really being, that whole idea of that is really being lifted and examined now. Because the soul, again, like I said, the soul, I like to look at the soul as kind of like a sundial. You know, when the sun, which is the solar, that's what the soul is, when that light shifts, some part is darkened or shadowed, and another part comes out more, and it has its own timing. So each and every one of you has your own timing. We all have our own timing. There's an individual and a collective timing, and somewhere in there is a rhythm, an individual rhythm that goes with the collective. And so when you find that rhythm and you align to that, that aligns you more to universal flow, and that's where you understand the answers. That's where you get the insight. That's where you feel inspired, which comes from the Latin inspirare, which is literally translated breath of life. So when we get inspired, we're getting that breath of life, that God is, I am energy, you know, that life force and animating energy. So really important to kind of take time to tune in, to witness, to observe, however you want to say, meditation, whatever term you want to get it, and also to feel in. Do I feel like I'm being guided? Sometimes we think we're stuck, and it's actually the call to go deeper into our path and our process, deeper into our healing, deeper into our contemplation, deeper into whatever we're doing. It's sometimes writing something, you know, sometimes I'll want to put something out and then I start writing more. I go deeper. and there's more that comes out. So we're not always moving chronologically forward or in a linear fashion. We're on a spiral, a continuum, and sometimes that continuum requires us to go deeper, you know, to understand more, or just what seems to be on the ego level, to slow down. So, Diane, I hope that helps you. If you need more clarification, just email back. Hopefully you can catch us. I don't know the time difference in Croatia, but hopefully you can catch us live and call in as well. And once again, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning into Awakenings with Michelle Mache. And we've got our wonderful group in the chat room, Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. It really helps ground the energy, and very aware beings there. Very artistic as well, actually. And if you'd like to call in for a question, a comment, feedback, or anything metaphysical, all things soul, dream interpretation, meditation, whatever your question, you could call in at 347-539-5122. Let's get to the phone lines now. 860-836. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What's your first name?
This is Amla.
Amla?
Yes.
Amla. Beautiful. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I'm wondering if, like, I was told that I have a choice between two people as far as a relationship, and I'm really drawn to this person named Jay, and I guess I'm asking who you think I'm going to pick, or is it just the will? It's the free will thing.
Okay.
If you see anything.
True will. Okay. Now, are you dating them both?
No, I'm only...
No,
I haven't even met
somebody. Okay. Oh, okay. Will, okay. Because I was going to say, I only see one around you. Are you with Jay right now?
No, but we're really, it's slow, it's complicated, but
brains.
It's actually
more
5
friends.
Months this month. Yeah.
Okay.
But I really feel a connection.
Let's see. Well, let's ask what the connection is, because there is a connection. When I first tuned in on the name Jay, I wasn't getting that this was something... romantic, or if it is, it doesn't seem to be long term. Okay.
Okay.
What is the connection? Well, there is a lot of kinship. But there's also some reason he seems to be putting the brakes on. I feel it's more on his end. He's not sure.
Yes. Yes. That makes sense.
In general, is it? Okay. But it also seems to be him in general with relationship in general.
Okay.
Let me ask this. Well, see, what I get with him, it's showing a very philosophical relationship, liking to talk, similar values and beliefs. It's got a very strong spiritual undertone. Here's what I feel is going to happen, and this is where somebody may have said you'll have a choice. I feel like this relationship with him could go on and on and on, where you won't quite know, or you guys could both try something and then he's not sure. But I feel that there is somebody else that's coming in that really, boom, you know, is kind of the one. You know, like, dating, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, engagement, marriage, that boom, that they're very clear.
Awesome.
He I think is going to be like one of those kinds of buddies. You know, it reminds me of somebody I dated years and years ago, and now years later they contacted me. And they said, "Oh, you haven't changed," and I haven't aged much. And they're like, "Oh, you still look as beautiful. Maybe I should have tried it with you." You know, but we were really good friends, and there was years later. I'm talking 20 years later. So I feel like this with this guy. I feel like there's even a chemistry. There's something there, but he keeps plunking it on the philosophical, on the spiritual, on the great conversation, friend,
yes.
buddy, right?
Yeah.
And I think you could stay in that status for a long time if you're not careful, is what I would say.
Okay.
Is he, and that's so funny, I don't say this word, so it must be my guide. Is he smitten on somebody else?
Who,
that he
today?
Was involved with, and it's not told, yeah.
He is.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
So he's still kind of hoping that this is going to work out with this other person.
Okay.
Which I don't think it's going to.
That's complicated. Yeah, because he's
unbelievable. Oh, that's why. That's it. So definitely be open to other people and date other people, because I do feel he's put you in the friend zone because of this other person.
Right. Which is totally understandable, and even though I'm anxious when I'm alone, I'm letting him be.
Right.
My actions are just, yeah.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's really into her.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
He's really, yeah, really into this person. And
okay.
I don't know if they dated for a little while or something, but that's why he's not ready to move on. It could be what I'm seeing is when he's about to or thinking about it, this other person is going to be around. And I don't
right.
know if you're
no.
going to see him quite in the same light, you see.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So what's this other
All right,
person
I'm
like? Michelle, can you just tell me like
just real quick, because I've got so many callers. Very dynamic, and I feel that it's a boom. It's dating from the beginning. It's not, I mean, obviously there's going to be a friendship, but there's an interest. It's like for sure dating. It's not like we're friends, maybe we'll date, maybe we like each other. No, it's dating.
Okay.
I feel you meet them maybe around a beach, the beach environment. Feels
oh my
almost
God,
resorty
I'm,
for some reason.
Yeah.
Where
I'm
the,
going
what?
A week. Yeah, I'm going in a week.
Where are you going?
Florida.
Okay. Well, it could be soon. I was just going to say, it could be Florida at someplace beachy resort environment.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, have a good time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
For everything.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
All right. Bye. Hi, 727-656. Hi, you're on Awakening. 727-656. Okay, we'll come back to you. Hi, 240-355, you're on air.
Yes, hi, this is
Hello,
Abby calling in.
Hey, Abby, welcome. What's your question?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So I've been applying for a certain job now, and I went through, like, 2 different interviews, I guess, and I'm just wondering, like, when do you think starting work?
Okay, let's see. Work. I'm going to get work, and if so, when? Well, I'm getting March, so not that far off. Aren't we in March, or we're about, isn't this the first? Yeah, so I would say this month there is something coming in. And then it also shows August, September, you could be looking at something else. I'm not sure if the first thing that you do is what you want. It could be, you said you interviewed for a couple things?
I actually just got back from the job from yesterday.
Well, one of them it's showing March. And I don't know if you interview for something else or you hear about something else, but you're going to have an opportunity also after the summer months for something as well. But it is showing work. All right,
okay,
Abby?
So you, okay.
Yeah,
so you
I
see
do.
Like me starting
okay.
work this
I
month.
Do.
Okay.
Yes. Bye. Thank you. Hi, 917-723. You're on air. Those of you that are waiting, press 1 on your keypad. Oh, what happened? The 917 disappeared. Oh, okay. I'll have to get back to that. 540-940, you're on air.
Hi. Yes, I'd like just a reading on my finances.
Okay. What's your first name?
It's Barbara.
Okay, Barbara. And what do you want to know specifically? Is it
there's some money that's owed. Money that's owed to me
money.
For quite some time.
Okay. I'm getting increase in monies probably, well, time of Cancer. So let's say, I would say mid-June.
Okay. All right,
can they be making payments?
Because
no. It's also showing, it's just one large? Okay. Because
yeah.
It's also September. So I don't know
September,
if,
okay.
If it's, yeah. But it does show the payment being made.
It does, okay.
It does show
okay.
The payment being made.
Okay.
But further on, is it at a distance? Is the check coming from a distance to you?
Yes, and there's a legal
yeah.
issue.
Okay. Illegal, okay, I was just going to say, yeah. I see a distance and something with the justice, yeah.
Yes.
But it
yes.
does show it coming to you.
Okay, and do you see any warnings, anything that might blindside me?
No, but you're having to be patient. So it feels like everything is in already and you're just having to wait. Is that true?
Okay. No.
Are you having to go to court?
Possibly.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm seeing. So because
okay.
it shows waiting for a judgment, so you might be having to wait to find out if you
okay.
go to court because it's showing
okay.
wait, patience, be patient.
Patience. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Barbara. You're
Have
so welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, 718-443. You're on air.
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hey, Katie. Hi.
Hi. I am looking, I've been looking for a job, and I would like to know if I was going to get one soon, because
okay.
I kind of really don't have any more money.
Right. Let's see. It's funny, I feel a lot with the jobs, the career stuff right now.
Yeah.
It's showing, too. I have a feeling this, okay, yeah, it is showing work. I asked two different ways. I'm getting March around you also. I would say probably more for you end of March into April, but it is showing work. And I have a feeling just for everybody, just, you know, that are listening out there, things are delayed right now. A message that I'm getting with everybody is really expect more movement March, April. And I've said this on the show before, and I did some videos on this as well as talked in my SoulPath teleworkshops. You know, we had a slow start to this new year starting in a retrograde. So there's been a lot of delays. So expect, I would say for you a little bit later March into April, expect more movement. And for many people, I would say anywhere from end of March into about May, a lot of stuff is going to get done. So, Katie, get out. You know, now I do see you going out for some more interviews. So, I don't know if you've been interviewing already or you're just starting, but it does show another round of talks. And are you doing something on the internet as well? Are you online?
Well,
I've
been putting out resumes online, but I'm thinking about
That's
starting.
What it is.
I'm thinking about starting a coaching practice, actually.
That would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great. Because I was going to say, whatever you're going to do, I feel like there could be something transitional. And I would say even for you working by phone and internet, Skype.
Yeah.
You've got a very strong energy around being very successful online. So I would
yeah.
definitely go in that direction.
Yeah.
Well, go for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. But I definitely need, you know, I guess some money to get started initially.
Well, yeah, you will. But I definitely see the coaching because it's showing you doing something online.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and courses and work. Yeah, definitely go in that direction.
Okay.
So just
get
your transitional job and start doing the other stuff.
That's what I'm basically open to doing, yeah.
Perfect. Well, you're on target. You're right on track.
Thank you.
All right, Katie, keep us posted. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Much peace.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Hi, 203-675, you're on Awakenings. Welcome.
Thank you. First-time caller, same question.
Hey.
I've been unemployed. I do housekeeping and elder care and, you know, different jobs during the week. And I've been not having work come through and getting really stressed out about it. It's been quite a while.
Okay. Let me have your first name, please.
It's Pat.
Okay, Pat. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I see that. I can feel it. A lot of it's career and movement. Okay. All right. So, but you have some work coming in, right? There's still something, or there is still some kind of income. Yeah. Okay.
Very little,
I feel that.
But yes.
But little, but there's something.
That's right.
Well, I do feel you're going to get some work. I feel like it could come from somebody you know or you've worked with before bringing you back on. And one of the jobs I feel also – do you go to people's houses and do something, like house caring for people in the house?
House cleaning.
There's something when you
– elder care and house cleaning.
Ah, because I see you – so you are going to get something. Yeah, because I see you driving to different people's houses.
Okay.
And, yeah, and one of them could have been somebody you worked with before or somebody you worked with before is going to refer someone to you. But definitely work definitely is coming back around for you.
You see any time period
at all? Well, I would say the next – for sure next couple months. March seems a little up and down still around you. One of it is a further drive, but I do see you doing it. And it's either at some – one is, it seems to be somebody's house and one seems to be some kind of facility or institution, something like that. Or you get it from there. It may be people that were, you know, convalescing and now they come home.
Right.
I don't know if it's a clinic or something like that, but it's a bit of a distance from you. But it does show the work coming in. So just kind of hang tight. It does show work coming in. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Keep us posted. Hi, 917-627. You're on air. Hello.
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, who is this?
I just had a question like everyone else.
Okay, great. What's your first name?
It is Tim.
Do you have your podcast on, the radio on? Can you turn us down? Because I hear a lot of echoing.
Sure. Can you hear me now? Is that working now?
That's better.
Is this working out any better
name?
Now? Oh, okay. Sure.
Yes,
it is. Tim, T-I-M.
Okay, Tim. Hi.
And I guess I'm like.
What's your question?
I guess I'm like everyone else, with the exception of a job, career, with the exception of I haven't really been going on interviews. I have no idea what I'd be interviewing for. I'm kind of in flux on what I'm doing, so I've been trying to meditate, put out good vibes, and hope somehow the universe links me somewhere somehow with something. Do you see anything coming in the near future?
Well, you have to – let me – Tim, what's your birthday?
May 30th.
Okay, because I'm seeing a little bit further off. It does definitely show work around you. It's also showing something creative. Now, I don't know if you've done design or done anything with that or web stuff. Also writing.
Nothing
but I'm
design
getting a little bit – oh, you do?
I'm sorry, I'm listening. No, I do not.
You did? You do not. Okay.
but I tell stories. This.
Well, maybe that's the writing. Okay. Okay. Well, showing, doing something, like I said before, something creative, artistic around you. Maybe it's utilizing the web with your stories. So I don't know if that's writing,
okay,
video, or combination. But it does show you more likely starting something up yourself. And I would say there's more movement around this. Probably right around your birth date in into June. So between now and then, you're probably going to be doing more kind of research, you know, and planning it and before you take the plunge. But it shows you doing something more on your own. Is that what you were looking at doing?
Eventually, yes. I plan to still have a 9-to-5 and then also try to do something on my own.
Okay. Well, I'd say go on that direction, you know, definitely that creative, artistic. Well, there's a theme with everybody today. It's all, you know, I love how that happens. But I also see the online with you. I see a lot with it. Maybe it's you're going to get a website designed or something, because there's something that's focusing on web design, website.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But go in that direction, and you could, I if it's your stories or video, you could actually even, I feel, monetize that, put that out there. As far as, like, career, I feel on your soul level, you really want to do your own thing. You know, a creative, Cameron the Chattis says, or those stories he tells, write a book. Yeah. Ebook, series of books. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the direction
right,
I'm seeing. Yeah. That's the direction I'm seeing. You're so welcome. Much peace. Hi, 570-977. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. I actually was talking to you on Twitter. I don't know if you remember my tweets. But yeah, my name's Kristen.
Kristen, okay.
Yeah, and I have a question about the relationship I'm involved in.
Okay,
so
what's your question?
Basically, me and this guy, I'm telling you, like, I think he's, like, perfect. We connect on, like, energy levels. This is the first guy I've ever been with this way. Like, we can talk about the moon, the earth, the stars, just everything, like, anything, like talking about spirits and stuff like that we connect with. But I know, I just don't know where his mind is at, like, for long term. It's like when we're together, everything's perfect, but then it's like when we're not together, it just seems kind of strange. And I don't know. I know if I manifest it, it could be something great, but I don't know what kind of energy he's manifesting into us when we're not together, you know?
Okay, is he at a distance?
What do you mean, like,
from you?
He lives like an hour away from me, but I do spend a lot
That's
of time with him because
okay.
I go to school over here. Yeah.
All right, because it shows at a distance. Well, part of what I'm getting to, what you're getting, is kind of out of sight, out of mind. He's not. He's in flux. I feel like there's a good friendship. Now, mind you, be careful what you manifest, because I've done this before, and I've definitely seen this with friends and clients. We can make something happen. We can will it to happen, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the most expanded creation for us or manifestation. So let's ask what. Give me his name or initial, please.
His name is. His initial starts with a T.
Perfect. Okay. So I thought you were going to get an initial. Okay.
I'm also going to add he's 7 years older than me.
Okay. Well, it's getting a lot of friendy stuff, but close friend. Like, I feel like he could take you out. There is attraction there. Do you feel that chemistry? I feel there's chemistry for both of you.
Yeah, like, it's amazing,
actually. There's a lot of Well, let's ask this. I always like the best perspective to take. Let it unfold and take it slowly. Let him lead. He's also wondering where your head is at. I don't know why he's wondering that, but it does show a very strong bond and a very strong friendship, very strong. But I also see the sexual chemistry. The little sparky sparkies are there too. Yeah. Let's see what kind of relationship he wants with you. Well, okay. Keeps it light. Aha. So is he dating other people? He's showing he wants to keep it light.
Because the thing is, he tells me he wants me to be, like, super serious about him. But then, I don't know, like I said, he's 28, I'm 21, and, like, he has kids. And I know, like, he has to keep in contact with, like, his baby's mother and stuff like that.
That's
and
what it
I
is.
Just don't. Yeah, and I just don't know what's happening with that, really, you know? Like, it's just, that's the kind of thing that just has me like,
Yeah, but honestly, the place that he's at is keeping it light. I think you need to keep your options open, you know, and take it. That's probably why the guys are saying, slow down, put on the brakes. Yeah, I mean, it's hard. We women, we're nesters, so we get with somebody, and it's like, you know, blinders go on. But, yeah, he has a lot going on sometimes, but he does think about you. I feel like there's even, like, a fantasy thing, you know, visual, and there is that connection. But it's also showing either he's got other women around or – because it's showing, you know – diversity. It's showing more than one. Now, that could be the ex that's kind of in and out. But again, you know, I think maybe he's not ready. I would keep it light. I don't know if this happened with the baby's mama, you know, if that's newly broken off.
It basically is. She has to come over every single day to drop the kids off and stuff like that. So it's just like she's around a lot.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I can see. When you're together, but when you're apart, he's got all this other stuff going on. And it is saying, Kristen, though, to slow down a little bit, if you can.
Okay. Yeah, okay,
you know,
cool.
Don't be as available. You know, I always say it's good. You know, even if a relationship is really solid, you still it's good to do your own stuff, which I know you do. But even sometimes do something with some friends. And let there just be a little psychic space, and let's see what he does with that. Because right now it's showing juggling, which could also be the baby's mama and the kids and everything. But it is saying caution, reserve, and take it slower.
Yeah, yeah. And I also
keep it light,
like,
keep it dating.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also know?
Like, he's older, and he's like trying to like get himself together, like get his like career together and stuff like that. So that could probably be another thing too. Yeah,
that might be. Yeah, so I would say keep it light as a dating, a light dating thing. All right, Kristen.
Okay, yes.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so
good
much.
Good to talk to you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Hi, 513-604. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, you're on air. Hello.
Oh, am I? Is this Michelle Mache?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we made it. Awesome. Hi, my name's Bill.
And what's your first name?
What'd you say, my last name?
No, your first name.
Oh, Bill. Is that your penguin?
Bill. Hey, Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Oh, you're on air. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you. My guy kept telling me to call, and I was like, I'm not going to get on, whatever. But anyway, I'm here. I have very similar questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I have very similar questions. I've had a long spiritual journey. I have battled my demons. I've got things that were feeding off me, and I've been in this like spiritual haze for a while, and I finally feel like it just got lifted. But there's things that I feel like I'm on hold as well. And one is this relationship I've been dealing with kind of for 10 years, from here and there and back and forth. And I don't know, I'm just trying to get clarity on like, also Spirit's had me like, I bought a web domain. I've gotten jewelry stuff because Spirit said, let's make jewelry, and, you know, you'll sell jewelry. Everything's going to work out. So I've done all this stuff, and I haven't seemed to have much success, and I get frustrated with that. Like, I don't quite think that Spirit's lying to me. Like, the setup on a lot of things has been great because it's like, get it now. And then months later, I'm like, oh, that's what that's for. But after a while, I'm kind of like, where are, you know, when is it? So I'm kind of getting
when is the pay? Yes, yes. Well, I feel like you're selling the jewelry. Is that online also?
I haven't gotten that far yet. Like, I wear it around and people say they want to buy it, and then no one buys it. And they pointed me to, like, Etsy, and I'm getting ready to go do that, and then also video podcast.
Okay, good, because I was going to say for you also, it shows online. So that next step for you is doing it on, is it online? You know, you could do Etsy, you can do eBay, there's other, you know, and definitely, you know, put it on social media, even Instagram, you can do, you know, click through to the store. You know, get yourself a website. But that's, I feel like you're in the beginning, what I hear, I know Tamara's saying online is a thing. I know, that's the theme right now is online, career, and relationships.
Yeah.
On the show today, I love it. But, Bill, you will be successful. It's just the guides are saying it's going to take some time to set up. So you've got to allow the time. Yeah, you've got to allow the time. The relationship, I feel a long-distance relationship around you, so I don't know if that's this one.
So this one. Like, he's tied up, and it's been that way, and I've been kind of patient because he's got to make his own decision. And I've been trying to get other people, and I've been open to other people in my life, but it's like, it seems like the same reoccurring thing.
Here's the deal, and I've seen this before. Once your jewelry gets going and you're more in the flow, that's going to be changing your resonance, and you will draw in more fun people to hang out with and that partner that you want, that relationship. But right now, the reason it's not happening is because your higher self wants you to focus on yourself, your art, your career. And yeah, so once that gets going, or as that gets going, that's changing your vibrational frequency, and that's going to draw in the partner that's going to be more of a match to you. So right now you're kind of, you know, 1 foot kind of in the old paradigm, old beliefs, waiting on the person. Yeah, and starting to go into the new. So once you're more in the new, that's going to draw that being in for you.
Okay, so that's why they told
All right,
me,
Bill.
You'll be well on your way when he comes. Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
See? There we go. You'll be well on your way.
Right. And yeah, that's the way I would trust and believe in myself, right? Working on that one, getting that one together. Okay. I just want to say thank you real quick, and now I have a chance to talk to you. Like, when I started awakening, I listened to your podcast relentlessly at work. We were able to do that, and it just filled in so many gaps and helped me shift and transition so quickly. And my mouth was constantly saying, check out Michelle Mache, check out Michelle Mache. So I want to thank you so much for furthering me into and giving me terminology and understanding about what I am and what was happening, because I didn't have any labels. I've come from families that are blocked. So it was just amazing. I just want to say thank you so much. It helped me free myself up and realize that, you know, I was just born into the family, not of the family, and my path was something different and not to figure it, to embrace it and enjoy it. So thank you so much.
Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. You're making me teary-eyed. It's Tamara, too, in the chat. We're both crying. Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for that appreciation. Yeah. You know, also, I just did last week a Facebook Live all about the process of awakenings, the soul alignment, harmony through conflict on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook Live on my profile page. So you may want to check that out. I dived into that a lot, and then one on manifesting. So, but I'm so glad I'm walking these steps with you, and thanks for reaching out and just calling in. Really appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for giving me your time. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I love that. How sweet. What a wonderful being. Okay, I don't see. I'm waiting for our guest, Tamara. I had a 310-853. Now, I have some other private numbers. Tamara, if you're on air, if you're waiting in the queue, press 1 on your keypad because I'm not seeing y'all. Yeah. Let's see. Press 1. Aha, there we are. Yeah. Yay, another pseudonym. So awesome. I love that too, Tamara. Thanks, Crystal Bowls Retina. Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's like totally into that. I'm so inspired. It's so fulfilling. I love hearing that. I love that. We're all doing this together. And that's what I'm here for. Give the 411. Let's give the 411. All right. We have with us on the second half of our program, our Awakening Dialogue, with Tamara Oviatt. And she is the author of Sacred Activations, and she's also developed a technique, which is a seventh plane energetic modality, which she calls a Sacred Activations. And so we're going to find out a little bit more what she does here. And welcome to the program, Tamara.
Hi, thank you so much for the invite.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to connect with you. So,
yes, very happy to be here.
Good, good, good. And you're local. You're in Southern Cal as well, right?
I am. Yeah, I'm in Redondo Beach.
Ah, good, good, good. So local. Thank you, Tamara, putting in the chat. SacredActivations.com, right? SacredActivations.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's... I kind of want to dive in. How did you come upon this work? How were you guided to this work? And then I want to get into a little bit about your book, Sacred Activations, 26 Essential Sacred Activations to Expand Your Gifts Beyond Mastery. Love that. If we can start a little bit of how you came to this.
Well, in about 1999, I kept hearing God tell me I had to be a healer, and I didn't understand it. So I started training in different modalities, and every time I'd train, I'd hear, this isn't what you're going to be doing, this is for your training. And in 2012, I found myself in England, because I'd been talking to this guy for a long time, Skype, and when I was there, I knew he wasn't my soulmate. I went for a walk, and I said, God, what am I doing here? And I was told to go to the Roslyn Chapel in Scotland. And when I went there, I connected with God. I said, okay, God, I'm here. And I was told to go to the sixth plane, which is the Akashic Records. And I went in there, and I was met by this being called Lord Metatron. And he told me he was there to assist me. So I received all this information. It's spiraling through my DNA. And it was followed up with golden seals. And when I was driving away from the church, I was told I was now crystalline. I needed to give this to others. And that's how Sacred Activations begun. I'd stayed in Europe for 8 months traveling and working with spirit and receiving this modality that changes hundreds, even thousands of belief systems per activation, even clears you out of collective consciousness beliefs.
Mm. Now, Tamara, what were you doing before this? Before you got this message of what you were to go and what you were going to do, what were you doing career or vocationally, or what was your main focus in life?
Marketing. I used to sell boats, and I've sold CNC machines, and I've worked in real estate marketing.
Wow.
So and I mean, I had a nice career going. This wasn't something I was looking for. It was something I kept being told to do. And so, you know, I kept trying to ignore it. No ignoring it.
No. Now, did you have an interest in metaphysics or spirituality, or did you consider yourself on a path and then this unfolded and then you received this information and direction, or was it just out of the blue, or how would you characterize it?
Well, in 1999, when I kept being told I was supposed to be a healer, I didn't understand it. And I grew up in a Christian family, and that wasn't, you couldn't do stuff like that. And it was considered stuff of the devil. So I always kind of stayed away from things like that. And so it was quite a battle with my consciousness and my belief system through the years, clearing out all those belief systems, because for a long time, you know, here I am told to be a healer, and then I felt weird about it because I was taught that you weren't supposed to do stuff like that. and that you couldn't do stuff like that. And if you tried to do stuff like that, it was evil. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it had been quite a process coming through this. And, you know, I just kept receiving messages from God over and over and over again. And I just started following the path. And every time I was told to do something, I did it. And I mean, obviously, because we're good, you know, so it's been quite a journey. And I ended up staying in England for 8 months, and I only went over there with $200 in my account. I was pretty broke at the time. And every time I had to pay for a B&B or a plane ticket or something, the money always showed up. And, you know, I'd have a client that would book a session. And I ended up staying in Europe for 8 months. And I wrote another book called Learning to Listen to God that I haven't published yet.
I love that.
Which
title.
I will.
Yeah.
I wrote that over there. Go yeah. Ahead. I wrote this second one because somebody told me I had to write one about the modality I do. And I've just been absolutely amazed at the changes in myself and what I see in my clients.
So tell us a little bit about the activations and how they were developed. And, you know, you shared with how you were guided to that. Did they come all at once? Was it bit by bit?
No, oh, God, no.
Because you had – okay. Okay.
No, they can really knock you sideways. The first activation I received was I call it the Lord Metatron and activate your 12 strands of DNA. We offer for that free on the website. I received the Moses Codes activation, which activate your tree of life. These are sacred geometry. I didn't even know about sacred geometry at the time. I was seeing these you know, outlines on people's body and these areas broken, and I would see them, like, when I was working on them, they'd be repaired and they'd light back up. And a friend of mine handed me a sacred geometry book, and I saw the tree of life symbol, and I went, oh, my God, I'm doing this. And because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just, you know, just connecting and running this energy. And the changes that people report really shocked me at first. And because it clears out hundreds of thousands of belief systems, and it keeps, after you listen to an activation, it, you know, it keeps running for even weeks. And keeps clearing belief systems out. So, and activates your sacred geometry. It also clears you out of the collective consciousness belief systems that you can be plugged into, and you're not even aware you're plugged into it, or you're running that energy. You know, you can be working on belief systems for years, and it doesn't clear because you're still running the collective consciousness belief system about that.
Absolutely, yeah. The collective, the familial, the ancestral,
It clears it out of all those areas. And, you know, we're all connected. We're all one. So what happens when you heal yourself and run these activations, it helps people all over the world also get clear because it's also running on that level, on your higher connection, which is, you know, a web of everybody.
Right, which is so important. I always say to people, you're not just healing yourself. You're not just individual, since we are all interconnected. Everything, whatever we do or think, is affecting everyone. So the clearer, the more healed we are individually, it radiates out into the collective. And
absolutely.
Especially even those that are around us. Now, I want to make sure to get in, too, so people that are tuning in, that you have a Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, March 25th. Where is that at? Because we have people coming in, and I'll do it at the promo at the end of the program, too, but I want to make sure we talk a little bit about what that is going to entail and where is it.
Thank you. It's online on Zoom, where you can be anywhere in the world. Or you can come in person to my office. Now, my office space is very limited. So if you're going to come in person, you've got to let us know so that we have room for you. But you can also do it from comfort of your home on Zoom, which is live video.
Okay.
And Zoom's interactive. So you get to talk, ask questions, talk to other people from all over the world doing the same class. I'm so excited about this because so many healers and people that are on spiritual paths have such issues with money. And because these are collective consciousness beliefs that we're not allowed to make money, you can't charge for healing, or you can't be a good healer. There's just all these belief systems that will be clearing that weekend. So no matter what modality you do or what you do in life, you can show up and you know, allow the money to flow in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a biggie. I heard somebody say that years ago, and it's like, but we're meant to. I was like, well, they don't say that to the pianist, and it's still a, you know, the talent. They don't say it to the guitar player, you know, or the writer, you know. But it is very interesting little. Judgment there that can not only block but stop people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can really get stopped and not even know you're running those belief systems.
Right, right. Yeah. So give us a little more of a sample or something. I'm kind of wanting, I'm so curious. What
sort? I would love to run an activation.
Yeah, okay, I'd love that. And then just I wanted to ask again. So you said because they're so powerful, you didn't get. What was the time frame, Tamara, that these came through for you? Was it over weeks, months, years? What was the time frame?
Years. The first six activations. Ah. Yeah, I had 16 activations within 8 months. And it, because it takes a time to integrate, especially since I was the first one receiving them. One weekend I asked Spirit to integrate the three activations I'd received, and I ended up sleeping all weekend. It knocked me out.
Wow, okay. So you were given
but
them.
By the end of the weekend,
really, they
I
were
was
on
really
you.
Shifted.
They were worked on you. They worked on you, and then you were told to share them. So you were getting them, obviously, activated, worked on.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when I did my first we have over 300 practitioners throughout the world now. And when I did my first practitioner training, there was only 16 activations. And there's now, I think there's over a couple hundred activations now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
I think it was on the books at something, 263 or something. Quite a bit, yeah.
Oh, okay. I really don't even know.
You're in the flow of it.
Yeah, they give them to me when I'm ready, you know, and then I share them with other people. Some of them, you know, scared me to run. You know, I've had, they've told me about activations, and it took me 3 months to actually run them because I was afraid. Because they change your belief system so much, you know. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, which, by the way, you're right, you know, and people need support around that because sometimes you're not, you know, you want to change, but you're not really ready to change, you know. It's like,
most people are afraid of change and what's going to happen in the future. Are they going to be bored or, you know, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people will stay where they're at and stuck and not do anything because they're afraid of the change and what will happen in the future if they do change.
Right. That's so true. I am actually in the work that I do, what I was talking actually to somebody about this just yesterday. And what I have found, most people, like, rather than like fear of success, you know, the running, it's usually they're afraid of the change that they're not going to have love or the connection that they have in their life, that somehow they'll be lonely or they won't be able to find love at the new level or that they'll outgrow their friends or family. And I don't know if you've seen this a lot, but I've seen people literally stop themselves, well, subconsciously, once you start poking around, you find out what's really going on, because they're afraid, you know, that it's lonely at the top. You know, there's all these little things, or you think you're going to outgrow your family, or that people actually really subconsciously stop themselves because they feel like they won't have the people around them or the family, or they won't put up with certain things and therefore not be in certain relationships. I don't know. Have you come across that at all?
Oh, Absolutely, absolutely. And it's true, though, too, because you go through that phase. I mean, I went through that phase where my family thought I was crazy for what I was doing.
Yes.
And because the background I came from, they just thought I was nuts. Well, not anymore. Mm. You know, they now do the activations and talk to me about it and read my book and are supportive and loving towards me. But at the beginning, they all thought I was crazy.
But isn't that funny? They come around when you hold to your inner truth and you follow spirit or follow God. They eventually they usually come around, but you have to have to have that inner connection to be able to do that, to have that strength.
You
have to clear. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
When you clear your belief systems around all of this and stuff, then they can come back in and it can be a different relationship, not the one you had before.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Can be empowering for both, you know, definitely. Now, how do people, so what I'm getting is these activations then can be done in person as well as over the phone, video. I think you have some things on your website too that people can download. So really, it could be done anywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can buy the MP3s. We have packages for really good discounts when you get a package. We have that weekend coming up, which actually I can't even believe we did this, but it's so amazing. We're offering the weekend training with 30 activations around money. And then we're also offering you to do the Golden Skills Training, which allows you to do the first 26 activations on yourself. Plus you get those activations. So I think it's a total of like 44 activations. You get a pre-recorded call that I did on video with people from all over the world receiving the Golden Skills so they can work on themselves. Plus you're getting that whole weekend. We're not talking about what to do and how to do this and blah, blah, blah. We're doing the work. We're doing the activations to totally clear you out so that you can just totally be in your power right away. And we're offering all of that. And it's only $190. Yeah. It's like a $3,500 value that you're getting for under $200.
Wow. Now, Tamara, okay, so it's the whole weekend. Give us a little peek before we do our activation. Give us a little peek of what people can expect and what are the hours of the Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, which you said people can come in your office if they're local, but they have to RSVP. And then the rest, you said, is by Zoom, which is the live video. Okay.
Yes. Interactive live video. So
interactive. Okay.
We'll be doing at least 30 activations over the weekend. And what we're doing is we're clearing out your genetic beliefs, your past life beliefs, and now the collective consciousness belief system on all different areas around money and prosperity and being a healer and your deservingness and all of that. It's truly going to be life transforming. I mean, it's
sounds great.
It's just amazing.
Now it's the whole weekend. Are the hours? Is it Saturday and Sunday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. Pacific time to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
9 to 4. Wow. So that's long. So is there a break? Gotta be.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll be taking breaks and we'll be taking a lunch break.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just, one of my practitioners posted on my wall this morning from an event she did in the Philippines. And this lady wrote, "I've noticed about sacred activation workshops is the opportunity open up the following day. For example, the place I've been eyeing to rent on for months, so suddenly became available. More inquiries poured in and asked about my products and services I offer." And she said the changes are also even happening with her family. for my family. Wow. Money from different sources are pouring in after the workshop, one day to another, as my health and the pain in my lower back and side moved lower. Frequencies and intensity of the pain decreased sizably as of the date. I hardly feel it.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, that's
amazing. Well,
yeah, that's from a one-day workshop that happens in the Philippines, and we're doing a two-day workshop.
Right. Now, so are you videotaped in this, or is everybody videotaped, or just you and the practitioner?
Yeah. No, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody is videotaped, but they don't have to be on camera if they don't want to be.
Okay. Okay. And, wow, so for that amount of time, you're teaching them something. Oh, and also, thank you. We have a Tamara. So we have Tamara. And Tamara, just put your link on Facebook if people want to connect, and also your website link. Thank you, Tamara.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tamara. I like your name.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So that's great. So are the activations long? I guess I'm wondering with that. So there's obviously some talking and studying, and then you're doing the activations, right?
Yeah, the activations will be going on through the day. In the MP3 downloads that you get when you order it, the activations are anywhere from 7 to, or I don't know about 7, more like 10 to 20 minutes long each. But you get, you know, 30 individual MP3s to listen to.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody is interested in how would they contact you, or how do they sign up for the Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, which is March 25th and I guess and 26th, right? Yeah, March 25th and 26th.
Yes. Yeah, if they go to my website, they can get a free ebook and 3 free activations. And then get on my email list, or write on underneath upcoming events. It's there.
Okay, so let's say, so those of you that listen, I'm putting in the chat.
Just click on events.
Okay, go to events. Okay, and you can get free ebook. Okay, so those of you that are listening or listening later in the archives, if you want to find out more information, go to sacredactivations.com. Where you can also get a free ebook and download of the MP3, so you can get an idea of it. And then if you go to events, then you can find out about the Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, which is coming up March 25th and 26th. Okay, so callers, I do see you on air. We're not doing readings, but if you have a question or a comment, or you'd like more information about Tamara Oviatt and her sacred activations, whether the sacred activations book or the processes, as well as the Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, I will take your calls for her. But if it's something else, we'll hang up. 513-604. Did you have a question for Tamara? Hello? No, I guess not. Okay, let's just see. I just want to check. And 727-656. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes. Did you give the information for the weekend again?
Okay. It's the Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, and you can go to sacredactivations.com for more information. Tamara, maybe you want to elaborate on it more?
Yes, absolutely.
Tamara?
You go to sacredactivations.com.
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Can
We're
you hear me?
Fading in now. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, now I can.
So you go to sacredactivations.com. And you will, and then /events will take you right there to Prosperity Consciousness Training. And then it'll tell you what you get in it. And then you'll see some other things. Like I have a Mary Magdalene Mystery School coming up in April. And I've got a Queen of Peace show starting in 2 weeks also.
Okay.
So we have lots of things going on to help you shift your life.
Great. Good. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
727. Good. Thanks for calling in. Oh, great. Okay. All right. Yeah, so anybody else, more information, you can go to sacredactivations.com. And, again, go to events, and that will tell you about Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, March 25th and 26th, as well as other events. And also on the website, you can get there's a free ebook, I think, if you fill out that for email, and also a free MP3 if you want a little taste. Taste before the weekend. Let's say it and shake it off and activate. That's what Bill is saying in the chat. Okay, we'll try it. I'm up for that, Tamara. How about you? Give us a little.
Sure, absolutely. Let's do the first activation I ever received, and that is called the Lord Metatron. It's going to activate your 12 strands of DNA. If those are activated, it'll even activate more.
Okay.
So here we go. And while I'm doing this, I'm silent just to allow the energy. You might feel a spinning energy. You might not feel anything. Top of your head might hurt. You know, it's okay.
Okay, and what do we just be receptive? Just kind of awesome. Everybody in the chat's ready. Everybody on the phone lines. Everybody listening via internet. Just be open and receptive, and there'll be some silence, and then you'll just let us know, Tamara, when you're complete.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're starting now, and I'll let you know when it's complete.
Okay.
Few more moments. Okay, great. Just pretend you can connect with Mother Earth. You can pretend you can put your feet in the soil. Or you can go all the way into Mother Earth's heart chakra. Okay. When you get that activation free off my website, the download, it's about 10 minutes long. So if you want to do it again, but this will continue to run.
Nice. Got a little tingly head. Tamara felt it on her forehead. I felt it in my crown. And the little on the ears. Nice. Tamara's, holy moly, thank you. Yeah, nice. Could feel that. Yeah. So, what have you noticed? Denise is saying thank you. Sensations of the top of the head too. Okay. Crystal bowls. Right now, I felt that even on my feet. Okay. There we go. Let's see. Eye and ear fluttering. Bill is saying and saw energy from core of the earth into my nose. Interesting. Awesome, Sue. So, sensations also on the feet. Nice. Nice, Tamara. Yeah. And when you do it, obviously you're in that state too. So you're feeling it as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the energy's still running. I can still feel it going.
Yeah. Well, that's the nice thing about energy, where it keeps going. And Sue was saying, I love tapping into Mother Earth's heart center. Yeah, so powerful.
Yeah.
Now, the book, Sacred Activations, does this teach people how to do this? Is that?
Yes.
I think it's, what is it, 26 essential. What are the essential? Are these the main ones or basic? How would you term?
They were the first 26 essential activations I ever received. And the book has a transcribed practitioner training in there, plus a lot of channeled chapters and a lot of information. It's, my books are channeled. I just did another book. It's not quite out yet on Amazon, but that's 680 pages. But on the website, we have a link where you can do the first hour of the training and receive the golden seals so that you can work on yourself. And it's totally free. It's an hour-long training. You get 3 activations in the ebook. And then if you decide you like it, for the price of that weekend webinar, you also get a whole day training. You can join in live when we do it live next time, but you also get the like home study course where you're taught exactly how to do this. You're given the codes to do this, and then you're able to work on yourself.
They give the codes and okay. So that's also on the CD, or is that more in the book?
Which?
The codes, learning how to do it. The sacred activation, that's the 26 beginning. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. In the book, there's a transcribed practitioner training in there. So you'll learn how to do it from there, but we're giving away a link to a 45-minute training. And in that training, you receive the golden seals. And then if you want to, you can upgrade and get the full-day training plus 26 activations. Which will be, you know, the MP3s that are included in that training.
Okay. Now, what is the Queen of Peace?
The Queen of Peace is
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene is one of the masters I channel, and she told me 2 years ago when I was in Egypt. Well, she told me 2 things. One, I had to start a Mary Magdalene Mystery School, which is starting in April. Mm-hmm. But I was told to start a show and just do clearings for people online. And it's a Zoom call again. And you can tune into that, and you'll receive an activation or two every time we do it. And it's all about, you know, really a peace of heart. You have to be in peace in your heart for us to see world peace.
Absolutely.
You know, everything starts with us because we are everything.
Mm-hmm. So true. And do you find this working with the divine feminine?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The divine feminine is really waking up on the planet. It's been squished for so many eons, and it's really waking up and balancing and nurturing Mother Earth and all of its inhabitants. So I'm really excited about that.
I love that.
Yeah.
We got a little
too.
Synchronicity. Well, you're talking about Mary Magdalene, and Crystal Bowles Gretton is talking about had Mary Magdalene come to her when she was a child. And I as well, Virgin Mother, I had the Virgin Mary. And it was interesting because it was in this hallway that she came to have the visitation. And for 3 days, no one could walk in that. You had to walk around. Everybody's walking around. And it's funny, my family didn't believe me at first that I had this visitation. And then I asked them, I said, well, why aren't you walking through the center of the doorway then? Why does everybody keep walking around? Because she was holding the space there. And they're like, oh my God, you're right. it did happen then. And I'm like, yeah, you guys, you're not believing it, but nobody could walk through there. They had to walk around.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So very
so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And Crystal Bowles Gretchen saying, I'm resonating from head to toe, Michelle. Yeah. Yeah. Nice, nice. And you feel clearer, too, by this a little bit, too, right, Tamara? I feel like in the eyes.
Oh, eyes definitely.
Feel more open somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, you'll start looking different. I mean, I look different. I have some photos of some of my practitioners from, like, 4 years ago to now. They look like different people. I mean, they're just so clear. You know, the eyes, the face, everything, the energy totally looks different.
Mm-hmm. Tamara's putting in her third
I'm
eye
amazed.
For you, more open. You're amazed at what,
yeah.
what people
I'm
go
I'm just
through.
Amazed how much different I look. I'm, you know, I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tap into that energy. It is amazing what it can do. Now, what if people, I've got a question that's coming in here. What if people want to be, if they love this work, to become a practitioner? What does that entail?
Absolutely. We have 5 or 7 levels of practitioner training.
Okay.
And you start with practitioner training. And again, now see, that's something else. You can download it, do the home study course, and then mm-hmm. join in the live training. When you're ready, because when you sign up for practitioner training, you get to repeat the trainings also, and we do them online and in person. So
okay.
because there's so much taught that we allow people to repeat the training so that they get it again on a deeper level.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, Tamara, this has been wonderful. I want to let people know again, those people just tuning in and, of course, those listening later in the archives, that, of course, we've been speaking with Tamara Oviatt, author of Sacred Activations, and the sacred activations that were developed or channeled through her. And we've also been talking about her Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend, which is this March, the 25th, and 26, and you can find out more information by going to the events page on our sacredactivations.com site, as well as there is, I think if you give your email address, you get a free ebook and a the meditation, which with the meditation is what we, a little bit, we had a little taste of, right? It's the Metatron one that they download.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you actually get 3 different ones, plus the ebook, which teaches you how to do this, plus you get a 45-minute training to give you the golden seals. All of that totally for free. And then if you're interested,
okay.
Yeah, and then if you're interested, you can take it further. But that's the start, so you can check it out and see if it resonates with you.
Okay. Love that. What a nice thing to do. What a nice gift. And people are getting activated and uplifted, and then they want more. They've got coming up just in a few weeks, Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend. Oh, Tamara, this has been wonderful. Thanks for coming on, sharing with us. Really appreciate it. It's been wonderful, and thank you for the activation as well, a little taste of that energy.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey. Thank you so much for inviting me on. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone, if you're just tuning in or maybe you're catching the archive, that was Tamara Oviatt, author of Sacred Activations. You can find out more information about Tamara by going to sacredactivations.com and connect with her further, find out about her Prosperity and Spirituality Weekend that's coming up this March 25th and 26th. Get a little taste. Get your free ebook and MP3. All right, everybody. So wonderful to connect with all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week and an awesome weekend, everyone. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Lots of love to you as well. Everyone that called in and, of course, all of you in this Awakenings community. Such a wonderful, wonderful group of beings. And really, we have a listener with a question from Croatia. I love that. All right. So till next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.